5 September 1992, Bay of Fundy. For Calvin, it was not a good day. At the tender age of 8 months, she was still mostly dependent on her mother for sustenance, comfort, and learning. And on this day, she had been orphaned by a large ship, her mother, Delilah, dying in front of an astonished fisherman who happened to be nearby. Researchers did not discover and identify her mother's carcass for 3 days, and the necropsy on Grand Manan Island took 5 days, casting a gloom over the right whale researchers and whale watchers on the island. Everyone was afraid that the calf would not survive because she had been seen frequently with her mother throughout the preceding month, and weaning does not usually take place until later in the year. We all prepared for the worst, anticipating that this small whale's death would follow the loss of its mother. As a calf, she was insatiably curious, always leaving her mother to play with boats. Hence, she was dubbed Calvin for the mischievous boy of Bill Watterson's comic strip before we knew her gender. Calvin was not seen again in 1992 after her mother's death, leaving researchers wondering about her fate but without much hope. Then in July 1993, photographs of a small whale were taken by Lori Murison and Deb Tobin in the Bay of Fundy, shipped to the New England Aquarium, and matched to the little orphan Calvin. We were delighted to see that she had survived the premature loss of her mother as well as her first winter alone. For the next 7 years, Calvin was seen in the Great South Channel and Cape Cod Bay in the spring and returned every summer to the Bay of Fundy. She was genetically sampled in 1994 when we learned that she was a female, tagged for a tracking study in 1998 in Cape Cod Bay, and touched by an ultrasound device to measure her blubber thickness 3 times in 1997, 1998, and 1999. She was seen with mud on her head multiple times, indicative of deep diving, had a lamprey temporarily hitch a ride on her tail in 1993, and was seen interacting in her first surface active group in 1995. On New Year's Eve, 31st of December in 1999, she was seen for the first time in the coastal waters of Florida by an aquarium survey team. Then in August of 2000, she was sighted in the Bay of Fundy entangled in fishing gear. Her next sighting was fortuitously in Cape Cod Bay near the disentanglement team of the Provincetown Center for Coastal Studies. The center's team made 2 attempts to disentangle Calvin on 17 and 29th of April with partial success. The remaining ropes were loosely wrapped, and a National Marine Fisheries Service survey team sighted her in the Great South Channel in June of 2001, free of all remaining gear. Calvin did not visit the Bay of Fundy that year or for the next 3 years, spending her winters or summers in areas unknown to researchers. But on the 30th of December in 2004, she was observed in the coastal waters of North Carolina with a newborn calf. And 7 months later, Calvin brought her first calf to the Bay of Fundy, where her mother had first brought her. In the human communities around the bay, there was a quiet celebration. After 12 years, the famous orphaned right whale had returned with her own newborn calf. Calvin made the newspapers, caught the imagination of school children around the Maritimes, and gave hope to researchers, whale watchers, fishermen, and ship captains in the area. She had survived against great odds, and with new shipping lanes, returned to a safer bay than the one she was first brought to. She also had experienced enough of the urban ocean to know some of its dangers, and perhaps that knowledge will help her and all of her future calves to live safely in this new world.